Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine. I hope today is better than yesterday for you all listeners. With me, Ahmad Faisal, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 26 January 2019. And we would like to present some programs started with news, music, commentary, and also information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia. Here is the news. First, the headlines. Wiranto meets Indonesian ambassador to New Zealand to discuss issues of Papua and West Papua. Indonesia encourages women's empowerment for peace. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Politics of Law and Security, Wiranto, met Indonesian Ambassador to New Zealand, Tantowi Yahya, in Jakarta on Friday. Wiranto said the meeting talked about New Zealand's view of Indonesia. The main topic discussed is their ways to convince other countries, including New Zealand, that Indonesia is serious about building Papua and West Papua. As quoted by RRI.co.id, Wiranto said that Indonesia doesn't abandon Papuan people, but Indonesia develops it. Wiranto hoped that the positive things about Papua and West Papua related to national development can be known and understood by New Zealand. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to New Zealand, Tanto Yahya, conveyed that he gave a report and wanted to get direction from the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs as the authority related to the Papua problem. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated that Indonesia's foreign policy has been paying special attention to the issue of women's empowerment for peace. She made a special mention about how for the past 15 years, 50% of the newest recruits among the Indonesian diplomatic ranks have been women. At the national level, the female role in the government has increased, with 25% of the ministers being strong, empowered women, who proudly and capably called the shot over strategic issues. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Retno Marsudi, in a statement from the Indonesian Foreign Ministry on Friday, said that she wants to see females all over the world become agents of peace, tolerance, and prosperity. Minister Marsudi welcomed the rise in global awareness over the issue of women, peace, and security, including in the Middle East and North Africa. Unfortunately, the rise is uneven, and thus, women still often face massive challenges due to ongoing conflicts, violence, and instability in the region, in which women and children are the most vulnerable. Indonesia's Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister A.M. Fahir encouraged the Nahdlatul Ulama, or NU, and Muhammadiyah organizations to remain the glue that holds diversity together and promote the face of tolerant Islam in the international arena. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Fahir, while giving a keynote address at an international seminar titled Indonesian Islam in Global Stage, Inspiration for Peace of the Archipelago for the World, at the Senate Hall of the Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta on Friday, said that NU and Muhammadiyah must continue to be the glue that holds diversity together and at the same time demonstrate to the world that Islam in Indonesia is not an intolerant religion, but instead one that is able to maintain plurality. He also explained that NU and Muhammadiyah are the two largest Islamic organizations in the world that have proven to be able to unite the concepts of nationality and nationalism, or at the same time, nationalism and Islamism. Dino Patijalal has projected that Indonesia in 2040 will compete with Japan to become the fourth largest economy, but that depends on the quality of the government, Dino Patijalal said in his presentation in a discussion entitled China After the 40 Years of Reformation, impression from the Chinese policy group organized by a foreign policy community in Indonesia, or FPCI, in Jakarta recently.
I just shared with you my conversation with the Japanese ambassador about where we will be in the world. The position of number 4 and 5 will be contested between Indonesia and Japan. If we don't do things right, if too much corruption, things are slow, political instability, bad leadership, slow reforms, we'll be number 5. If we do things right, faster reforms, good leadership, right internationalism, right nationalism, we'll be Japan.
Regarding Indonesia's development, Dino Patijalal said that China could be a solution provider for various fields of development for Indonesia and ASEAN countries as a result of China's economic infrastructure and technological growth and the growing geopolitical influence of Beijing in the region. In this discussion, the former Indonesian ambassador to the U.S. delivered the result of his trip to China at the end of last year. He conveyed how Indonesia would be diplomatically involved with the rise of China. The Indonesian Finance Ministry's Taxation Directorate General and the Indonesia Stock Exchange, IDX, signed on Friday a Memorandum of Understanding on the exchange of financial information of 33 state-owned listed companies in order to simplify their annual tax returns. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, IDX President Director Inarno Jajadi said the MOU would enable the tax office to access listed companies' financial statements reported through the BRSIS Extensible Business Reporting Language System. Meanwhile, Taxation Director General Robert Pakpahan said the agreement would simplify the filing of listed companies' annual tax returns as they would no longer be required to submit hard copies of their financial statements because the tax office could monitor them through the system. The exchange of information with the IDX instead of financial statement submission would also make listed companies' annual tax returns more accurate. State-owned weapons manufacturer PT Pindad announced on Thursday that it booked net profits of 98 billion rupiah or $6.94 million in 2018, higher than 92 billion rupiah it booked in 2017. As quoted by JakartaPost.com recently, PT Pindad President Director Abraham Mose in Bandung said that PT Pindad wants a three-digit net profit this year, that the figure exceeded last year's target of 94 billion rupiah. Pindad recorded 3.2 trillion rupiah in revenues last year, most of which came from the sales of its core products like guns, ammunition, and battle vehicles, said Mose, adding that the company also produced sideline products like agricultural equipment, heavy equipment, and braking systems for trains. Meanwhile, its revenues from export increased by about 12% compared to the previous year's figures, he said, adding that the profits would be spent on employee bonuses, building, maintenance, and investment, as well as on dividends. Coffee and traditional Indonesian drinks Wedang Ginger, Sour Turmeric, and Jekengkrak, formulated by Mixology at Spain's biggest tourism exhibition, Feria Internacional de Turism or Feature Madrid 2019, drew visitors at Feria de Madrid. As quoted by Antara News Agency, mixologist Erwin Perdana Warman on Saturday said that on the first day of the exhibition held on January 23rd until 27th, the Wedang Ginger dish received coverage from local television 101, and they were happy and interested in the beverage that was enjoyed by the visitors. It is said that in addition to Tahlil Coffee, which was favored by visitors, many inquire about where to find such drinks, both in Madrid and Indonesia. Erwin, an expert in consorting or mixing traditional drinks, catered to numerous visitors at the Indonesian Pavilion featuring affinity to beckon visitors and speak about the visit to Indonesia and be eager to go back to enjoying a typical Indonesian drink. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya led the Wonderful Indonesia group directly in the third largest exhibition after ITB Berlin and WTM London, where Indonesia had also promoted traditional coffee and drinks. That's the news, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
I start news from Indonesia with info from Ambon, Maluku. Dozens of University of Technology Sydney students conducted a research on cigarettes rejection in Ambon City, Maluku. It was conducted by dozens of the students in an attempt to reduce the prevalence of smokers in Ambon City. A Sydney University of Technology lecturer, Jessica Lia Dunn, in Ambon on Wednesday said the research was carried out by the students, also produced a number of inputs for the Ambon City government. Among others, the availability of open spaces and smoke-free public transportation. She explained that the efforts were a form of cooperation between Indonesia and Australia. They also cooperate with Vital Strategies Organization and Ambon City Government for the Beta Sing Mau Rokok or I Don't Want Cigarettes campaign. Meanwhile, Vital Strategies representatives Anca stated that Ambon City was the location of the campaign because Ambon had a high commitment to implement the area without smoking by involving the community. The next news came from Sambas, West Kalimantan. Tebas Kuala Village, Sambas District, West Kalimantan Province, became one of 6 villages in Indonesia to be nominated in the National Village Food Security Movement competition. As a follow-up of the nomination, the verification team of the Central Drug and Food Supervisory Agency in Jakarta went down to directly verify in Tebas Kuala Village on Wednesday. The agency Pontianak appreciates the achievement of Tebas Kuala Village by representing West Kalimantan at the national level in the Village Safe Food Program. Head of Infocom of the agency Pontianak Bernhard said the result of the verification would be known in February. News came from Batu Raja, South Sumatra. The Indonesian Earth Footprint or Jejak Bumi Environmental Institute in Ogan Komering Ulu District, South Sumatra, cultivates sialang honey with local communities to improve the economy of residents in the region. The founder of the institute, Hendra Astiawan, in Batu Raja on Wednesday said that honeybees are usually sheltered in sialang and kaliandra trees in several districts in Ogan Komering Ulu, such as Ulu Ogan District, Pengadonan, and Ajifield. The institute invited a honey expert, Gerard Pape, from the Netherlands to teach the community how to cultivate good and pure honey. He explained if this type of honey is managed optimally, it will get a large profit because the selling price of this type of honey is quite high, reaching 100,000 rupiah per kilogram. In Ogan Komering Ulu Regency, he continued, there is one place for marketing natural honey, namely the business of Zairi, a resident of Unit 1 of Batu Marta Village that could accommodate honey up to 30 tons per day. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. The first information is about the Republic Day on January the 26th. Republic Day is a national day of Indian people celebrated on January the 26th. Although India gained its independence on August the 15th, 1947, its constitution was passed on 26th of January 1950. According to the constitution, India is a republic state. The second information is about International Customs Day. International Customs Day is commemorated at every customs institution in the world. The International Customs Day marks the establishment of the Customs Cooperation Council, which was the pioneer of the World Customs Organization on 26th of January 1953. In Indonesia, the event is commemorated by Directorate General of Customs and Excise under the management of the Indonesian Finance Ministry. Lastly, 7.9 magnitude earthquake struck West India on January the 26, 2001. The earthquake with the epicentrum is located in Bhuj city caused many casualties. The earthquake happened on India's National Day, namely the Republic Day at 8:50 local time. Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee immediately held an emergency meeting and declared that India is in emergency state. He called on Indian people to help the victims. That's today in history.
Salahmu, ini bukan karenamu, tapi aku. Tapi aku tak mampu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Tai Aku by Audi. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on State-owned Enterprises Minister hands over PTDI aircraft to the Ministry of Defense. Indonesian Minister of State-owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno officially handed over helicopters and military aircraft made by PT Dirgantara Indonesia or PTDI to the Ministry of Defense in Bandung, West Java on Friday. They consist of 5 AKS heli units and 1 CN-235-220 maritime patrol aircraft to be used by the Indonesian Navy. On this occasion, the State-owned Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno expressed the hope that cooperation between the Ministry and the Indonesian National Military would continue to be improved, and PTDI would not only be a player in the local but also in the international market. During her visit in Bandung, Minister Rini Sumarno also took time to drive an annual 6x6 Panzer directly made by PT Pindad Persero while inspecting the production facility. On that occasion, Rini Sumarno said that in the future she would encourage PT Pindad Company to develop commercial vehicles. Pindad's Anoa 6x6 Panzer has been produced in many variants and has participated in the United Nations World Peace Mission in different countries such as Lebanon, Central Africa, and Sudan. Apart from being used domestically, a number of countries such as Malaysia, the Philippines, Brunei Darussalam, and the Middle East have purchased products from the Indonesian aircraft company. In addition to producing the main tools of defense systems such as Anoa Panzer, PT Pindad Company also currently makes gas cylinders of various sizes for the natural oil and gas company PT Pertamina. In 2015, Pertamina ordered as many as 1.2 million tubes. Pindad hopes to get a minimum order of 1 million 3 kilogram gas cylinders in early 2019. Well, that was My Indonesia today.
Sebuah ilusi yang kau ciptakan. dirimu dalam sebuah melodi. Senyumlah dan warnai harimu orang seakan saja. Mungkin hari-harimu terlihat tak berwarna, tapi itu hanya sebuah ilusi mu yang kau ciptakan. Lepaskan beban dirimu, nikmati nada melagu. Langkahkan kaki menggebu, menari bebaskan semua rindu. Ikuti debatnya waktu, irama akan membuatmu bahagia, datang sendu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Rasakanlah by Brothers ID featuring Rizky Febian and Taniska. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit Taka Makassar. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Labuan Bajo in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for its beautiful natural scenery. In this province, there is lots to see and experience. Labuan Bajo is home to a unique sand island named Taka Makassar. Despite sharing a name, Taka Makassar is not in South Sulawesi and does not have any relationship with Makassar City. Taka Makassar is inside Komodo National Park. It is made from sand which forms together as land. It features beautiful white sand. The sand island is unique because it's a cluster of islands which contains some smaller islands. Some can only be seen during low tide. To visit Taka Makassar, you must ride a large boat, then access the islands by smaller boats. Larger boats are forbidden from getting too close to the islands as they could disrupt marine life such as coral reefs. The sea waters around Taka Makassar are light green. This indicates that the water is not too deep and is safe to swim in. In addition to swimming, visitors can snorkeling. This is recommended as the sea life under Taka Makassar is marvelous. The area showcases colorful natural fish and coral reefs. It's the perfect place to take a selfie. Dear listener, if you decide to swim out to Taka Makassar, please be careful. Sometimes the current can be very strong. Make sure you are accompanied by a tour guide. Taka Makassar is also known as Gosong Island. Make sure you bring your food, water, and supplies as there are no facilities on the island. That was your Indonesian Wonder for the day, featuring Taka Makassar, Labuan Bajo. Thank you for listening.
Sembunyi di manakah kini engkau mendengarkannya, simak sebuah syair dan kalimat tegar perasaanku padamu. Setelah kau ingkari tanpa ada bahasa yang bisa ku mengerti, entah di mana dirimu, di mana hatimu, bicara yang jujur, jangan kau larikan diri, entah di
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled
Kau Yang Sembunyi by Hanin Dia. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
A vocational high school in Pangandaran, West Java, held a special activity called Multicultural Class. It is a public movement on learning to accept, appreciate, give place, and protect Indonesia's diversity. This multicultural class is a new concept promoted by Bhakti Karya Vocational School located in Parigi, Pangandaran, West Java. It has begun to be applied since 2016-2017 school year with students from 25 different districts or cities, aimed at creating an atmosphere of active learning, tolerance, promoting peace, connecting and loving the culture of the Indonesian archipelago. Al-Nur Hidayat, the initiator of the multicultural class, explained the program is nothing but a campaign about how to accept differences that cannot be denied or are natural, inherited from birth, such as religion and ethnicity. For him, the differences must be accepted, appreciated, and given a place so that peace can be realized. The vocational high school had also won a number of achievements. One of them as the only school that embodies the Pancasila national philosophy values in educational practice. The award was given by the Indonesian Consultative Assembly, Pancasila Caucus, and Cahaya Guru Foundation. Not only beneficial for the Bhakti Karya Vocational School, the multicultural class program is also in line with the Kampung Nusantara program, an initiative of Parigi residents. The multicultural class program from Bhakti Karya Parigi Vocational School is also open to the general public, both from within and outside the country, who want to participate in the professional class program or to volunteer at this school. That was today's edition of Miscellany. We'll meet again in the next issue with another interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Sering ku merasa kecewa saat yang ku mau tak tergapai. Namun di setiap kesedihan selalu ku dapatkan kekuatan. Dan kali ini ku hanya ingin kesempatan untuk membuktikan cinta yang ada di hatiku. Ku dan hatimu. Kadang saat semua beban terasa kian berat di pundakku, terbayang jauhnya perjalanan, takkan ku menyerah karena ku sanggup. Dan kali ini ku hanya ingin membuktikan cinta yang ada di hatiku, kuatkan diriku, kan ku hadapi apapun yang terjadi. Hanya ada sebuah lagu yang ku cipta untukmu, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu. Jika esok sang mentari tak mampu lagi menyinari, cerita ini kan tetap abadi. Ku hadapi apapun yang terjadi. Cinta dari hatiku, kuatkan diriku, kan ku hadapi apapun yang terjadi. Ya, ada semua lalu yang ku cipta untukku, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu, semoga mampu memenangkan hatimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, that's the song entitled Memenangkan Hatimu by Danar. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we would like to present traditional music.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Kemayoran cannot be separated from Keroncong Kemayoran Orchestra led by M. Sagi. Keroncong Kemayoran Orchestra performed for the first time before the public in 1922. They were always asked to perform by the rich Dutch or Chinese people to enliven wedding or birthday party at their residences. The musical instruments used by at that time were still simple, consisting of violin, ukulele or chak, tambourine and guitar. In 1929, they added several instruments such as ukulele or chuk, cello, bass and melodious guitar. The songs presented were Keroncong Kemayoran, Moresco and Caparinho. Keroncong Kemayoran is a song which composer is still unknown until now. The lyric came from Keroncong Tugu, but it uses Indonesian language. Here is Keroncong Kemayoran, a song which is so popular that it has been sung by many singers with various styles. One of them is Congrok 17 Group or Congrok 17 Group.
Manis pindun di saya, la 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 la, la 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 oh. Lajulah sampai, lajulah sampai ke Surabaya.
beli singkong ke Sukabumi. Ini keroncong merdu sekali, siapa saja boleh menyanyi, asalkan jangan duka di hati.
La 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 la. Dari mana datangnya lintang jiwa manis indung di saya. La 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 la. Dari Lasawa, dari Lasawa kegali.
Dari mana datangnya cinta, darilah mata turun ke hati.
Kalau bukan nona yang mau, siapa lagi yang harus ku tunggu? Kalaulah tidak karena cinta, jiwa manis indung di saya. La 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 la, la 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 oh. Tidaklah sampai, tidaklah sampai ku menderita. Manis indung di saya. La 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 la, la 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 oh. Kalaulah cinta, janganlah hanya di bawah mimpi.
Mobil Fiat, taksi tambangan, boleh dilihat di pegangan. Lagu ini keroncong asli untuk penghibur hati.
La 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 la. Kalau ada sumur di ladang, jiwa manis minum di saya. La 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 oh. Bolehlah kita menumpang mandi. Kalau ada umurku panjang, bolehlah kita berjumpa lagi. Kedondong sebuah kecapi, lagu keroncong sampai di sini.
Senang di hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention to listen our program, and we will give you another interesting information. Stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Twitter, @voiindonesia. And email, voi@voinews.id.
Setiap kau jatuh cinta, setiap kau bagi rasa. Di situ luasnya kesabaranku untukmu. Bila ku bukan yang terbaik, carilah seperti yang kau mau. Tapi jika temukan, ingatlah tak seorang pun yang tetap sabar menghadapimu. Oh, setiap kau jatuh cinta, kau bagi rasa. Di situ luasnya kesabaranku untukmu. Bila ku bukan yang terbaik, carilah seperti yang kau mau. Jika tak kau temukan, ingatlah tak seorang pun yang tetap sabar menghadapimu. Oh, yeah. Jangan tanyakan lagi tentang hatiku.
Oh, aku ikhlas.